spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, a big hi and greetings to you, Uncle Buck here. And I guess we need to proclaim that Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is in session. The featured artist for this session is Joe Bonamassa, and I'll be spinning a couple of pre-releases from the album. Also getting spins, Albert King's on board, Buddy Guy and Susan Tedeschi have a great duo lined up for you. Have a new release from GA20, a couple of pickers by the name of B.B. King and Albert Collins rip into Stormy Monday like you've never heard. It's all coming up in segment one of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Let's put the pedal to the metal and get going with Kenny Wade Shepherd and Bobby Rush. Great track from their new album, Young Fashioned Ways. By the way, Kenny and Bobby were our featured artists on show number 256 that's archived on UncleBUC.com and on the Uncle Buck Plays the Blues podcast. Check it out. But here's Kenny Wade Shepherd, Bobby Rush. Their song is Uncle Esau.
Things are good. We should have been up
Joe Bonamassa is our featured artist for this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Bonamassa only has 50 albums to his credit, 28 number one Billboard Blues albums, and in an article written by Martine Ehrenclaw on Rockin' Blues Muse, Joe Bo is quoted as saying that his new album Breakthrough is his most genre-bending studio album to date. The article goes on to talk about the album, a soulful, hard-hitting anthem about letting go, moving forward, and finding your fire again. Bonamassa's album Breakthrough is produced by Kevin Shirley. Kind of an interesting fact, the album was recorded partially when Joe was on tour over in Europe. Some of the tracks were recorded at sessions in Greece, Egypt, Nashville, and L.A. The article goes on to say the album has funky blues to Texas swing, even some acoustic ballads, and some swaggering hard rock. So let's stop yakking and start tracking. We're going to be playing the title cut Breakthrough later on, but at this time, here's one of my favorites in the album. It's called Drive by the Exit Sign.
Just drive by.
This time, I'm gonna give it a go with two in a row. A bit of old school to kick it off with Albert King, followed up by a great blues duo, Buddy Guy and Susan Tedeschi's. Their song is Too Many Tears. But here's Albert King, Crosscut Saw.
This is Gemini Dragon, all the way from Louisiana, and you are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com, UncleBUC.com, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah.
Too many be strong. I tried to do you right,
but you left me.
Producer Mr. Matt came to me with an idea for Then and Now. Wanted me to listen to a song, and I said, whoa, that's a little bit of a different version of John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom, but you know, I really like that. So this week, Mr. Matt's producer's pick will take care of the Now track on Then and Now. But here's the King of the Boogie taking care of the Then version from 1961, John Lee Hooker and Boom Boom.
Shoot you right down at all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love to see you walk up and down the floor. When you're talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead at all my feet. How, 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 how. We'll be right back.
But you walk that walk and talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. She knocks me dead, right off my feet. How? Yeah, yeah. Now, baby.
John Lee Hooker taking care of the Thin track on Then and Now. Oh, and wait till you hear Mr. Matt's surprise track of Hooker's Boom Boom coming up in segment two. But let's go back to back and belly to belly at this time with a double dose of the blues. GA20's gonna kick it off with a new single release to be followed up by a couple of pickers, B.B. King and Albert Collins. Oh, and they're gonna tear into Stormy Monday, a live version like you have never heard before. But kicking off this back to back double dose, GA20 and Stranger Blues.
Hey there, Chris Duarte from the Chris Duarte Group. And no matter where you are in the world, you can listen to the blues on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And don't forget, it's
on UncleBUC.com.
Thank you. Mr. Abbott Collins, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to take a little pause for the cause at this time. But oh, don't you run off. Papa Chubby is going to kick off segment two with a great instrumental track from his album I Love Freddie King. And of course, our featured artist Joe Bonamassa's going to be back with another pre-release track from his upcoming album Breakthrough. James Cotton's going to be on board. A new artist, Sunny Blue and the Moons, I think you're going to like. Jimmy Reed's going to be in the spotlight along with Samantha Fish. And don't forget a surprise track of John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom, Mr. Matt's producer's pick this week. It's all coming up just minutes away on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, segment two.
Hey, hey, this is Matt the producer, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Chubby from his 2025 album, I Love Freddie King. Oh, how was that for churning out some blues getting into segment two? Papa Chubby, definitely not from the Delta. Papa Chubby was born in New York. Real name is Ted Horowitz. I read somewhere several years ago where he got the name Papa Chubby. Looking at Wikipedia just a couple of minutes ago, they said that Papa Chubby means getting excited. Well, the first explanation I read several years ago had the word erection in it, but anyhow, And that was a great old Freddie King instrumental classic called San Jose. Joe Bonamassa is our featured artist on this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. We're featuring some advanced tracks, some pre-release tracks from Jobo's 2025 album entitled Breakthrough. Joe Bonamassa has always leaned to the dirtier, road-tested side of writing song. Breakthrough is a breakup song disguised as a highway burner, been quoted as having lyrics that evoked missed chances, wrong turns, and the emotional wreckage that we leave behind. So what about we play the title track? Joe Bonamassa, our featured artist, and Breakthrough.
Oh, I'm here for a breakthrough. I see it all. Gonna take me a hammer, knock down the walls. Every storm I chip away, I think of you. I'm headed for a breakthrough. I shed no tears when I see things clearly. Oh, what good is anyway? It's after dark, the steam from the drain. Solitude is a lonely journey. Got work to do, but I ain't worried.
Yeah.
better put the needle down in the grooves at this time with a double dose of the blues. A little old school and a little new school in this double dose. James Cotton's gonna kick it off with a little old school, followed up by a new group making some headway in the blues world, Sonny Blue and the Moons. I think you're gonna like this one. It's called Two Glasses of Whiskey on Ice. But here's James Cotton kicking off a double dose. When it rains, it pours.
I woke up this morning, my first day on the new job. I went out to start my car, and my car wouldn't start. I went outside and got my bike. As he turned to make this gig, even if I have to hitchhike, I was falling down the street. I wasn't making a damn stroke. I got 3 blocks up the street and the damn chain broke. I just keep on running, y'all. Running in the closed door. Oh, yes. You see, mama sure was right. She said, son, when it rained, it pours. Some friends of mine went bowling one night, and I was bragging about my strokes. When my turn came, I dropped the ball on my toe. I had this woman with me that I was trying to impress. I bought her a drink and spilled it on her dress. If it ain't one thing, it's always another. I spent all my money on her. She said she had a full-time lover. Keep on running, y'all. Running in the closed door. Oh, yeah. You see, mama sure was right. She said, son, when it rained, it poured.
This is Tony Brownigle from the Phantom Blues Band, and I want you to listen to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Thank you.
and does up her hair. Puts on an old dress, it's her best. A little tight, but she doesn't care. Ooh, two glasses of whiskey on ice. She puts on her pearls. They ain't real, but they shine. She takes the trolley to Beale, catches her breath as she sees the lights. Ooh, two glasses of whiskey on ice. He plays every evening for nickels and dimes. She's seen him before underneath the blue Beale Street sign.
Time is rolling around to cue up the Now track on Then and Now. And as I mentioned in segment one, our producer, Mr. Matt, I can see him grinning as he walks into the studio here. Mr. Matt found the song that he bragged just a bit about. Of how about we do the producer's pick on Then and Now? So, Mr. Matt, get yourself on in here. Talk about this big surprise that you have found doing the Now track of our Then and Now song, John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom.
Okay, Buck. These guys are an Australian-American rock band formed in Sydney in 2012. Since their formation, they have assembled a rotating lineup of musicians who have otherwise played with groups including Whitesnake, Guns N' Roses, Black Sabbath, and Motley Crue. So covering the Now portion of the Then and Now is John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom, performed by the Dead Daisies on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
You
what about that? Mr. Matt did it again. His producer's pick taking care of the now track on our then and now feature, The Dead Daisies. And their interpretation of John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom. Heard a few runs that reminded me of Susie Q just a bit. Good job, Matt. Well, looking down in that big old bucket of blues I brought with me, looks like we have time for two more before we go. Woo, and what a two mo this is. It's gonna be kicked off by the king of the shuffle, Jimmy Reed, backed up by a new track from an upcoming album by Samantha Fish. Her song is Can You Handle the Heat? But here's Jimmy Reed. Aw, shucks, hush your mouth.
We get in the 62.
Aw, shucks, hush your mouth.
Get in place your mouth. That's just like you sitting down and you trying to say one thing and somebody else saying something else. And you said, look, see, I done got tired now. And she said, you done got tired? Well, what I care about you getting tired and keep on mouth. I'm going to bug you a little bit more. You say, shucks, now look, you hush your mouth here.
Your mouth, oh, baby, you knocking me out. You my kind of woman, you know what it's all about. When you said the sweet thing that rang all in my ears, yeah. When you said the sweet thing that rang all in. Sun going down. If you like the blues, Uncle Buck's the bomb. Keep on listening to UncleBUC.com.
You only want me when
that puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. As always, I certainly do appreciate you tuning in, clicking in, however you got here. I'm going to be back next week with another big old bucket of blues just for you. Make it a point to put Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on your schedule. I want to thank all of you that have followed us on Instagram and on our Facebook page. If you haven't done so, please do. By the way, today's show with Joe Bonamassa as the featured artist, if you want to recommend it to a friend, you can go to UncleBUC.com. I have over 260 of our shows archived right there on the website. This particular Joe Bonamassa's featured artist was show number 261. Check it out. So until we meet again, Uncle Buck here saying I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.